While the TB Days globally marked every 24th of March, here in South Sudan, the official commemoration has been pushed to tomorrow, Saturday, the 28th of March, 2026, giving us an important moment to reflect and focus on the fight against tuberculosis. Now, TB remains one of the world's deadliest infectious disease, with serious health, social and economic consequences, yet it's both preventable and curable. Now, this year's theme, Yes We Can, and tuberculosis is a message of hope that also, but also a challenge. Now, how close are we to ending TB? Why does awareness still matter? And what more needs to be done to protect our communities? Now, here in South Sudan, the Ministry of Health, with support from WHO and other partners, continues to escalate to scale up efforts to tackle the disease. Joining me in the studio this morning to help unpack this are Jane Ben from the Ministry of Health. Also have from the National Tuberculosis and Leprosy Control Program, Abraham Dela Cole, and from WHO, Dr. Moses Mutebi. Gentlemen and lady, welcome to the Miraya Breakfast Show. Let's start with how big of a problem is tuberculosis currently in South Sudan. And I think I will start with Abraham Dela Cole. Abraham, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for hosting us. As you say, my name is Abraham Dill. I work for National Tuberculosis Program in Strophalis, and I'm managing the data at the program. How big is the
tuberculosis currently in South Sudan as a problem?
Yeah, tuberculosis is still a man, a great public health a problem in the country. A rising number of cases being notified every quarter. It's being reported quarterly. And it was a prevalent survey that you can really determine at the moment how many people have tuberculosis. Yeah, but was recent reports in the last quarter of 2025, which is quarter four, that ran from October to December. There was a total case notified of more than 7,000 cases in the country. And the whole year notified around 29,355 cases of tuberculosis, of which around 28,119 were near one lab. The rest were cases that were previously treated and interrupt the treatment and came back for treatment. So this is a picture, the current picture of the tuberculosis. But keeping in mind that tuberculosis is treatable, people that are diagnosed do not stay on treatment for forever. So there is a time, a period of time in which they complete treatment and they are discharged from treatment and they are no longer considered as having tuberculosis disease.
Okay.
So for this, it it makes it difficult to determine currently how many people still have tuberculosis because unless we do a prevalence survey, that's when we can determine
the Ministry of Health hasn't done that before?
We haven't done a prevalence survey yet.
All right. Now, let me bring in Jane. Jane, this year's theme says, yes, we can end tuberculosis. How realistic is that in our context?
Thank you so much for the question. It's really, the theme is, yes, we can end TB in the country. We can end TB in the country by the collaboration of the people from the ground. We are asking them, as we are here advocating for TB is there, and we are giving them awareness every time and every hour at any program, especially for this time. We are really advocating We wanted the community to join hands together with us to come for the diagnosis, to come and do a screening, and also to know the procreation, how to protect themselves from TB and how to eradicate TB from our country. Mm-hmm. By coming to the screening, by giving awareness, telling people that TB is there.
Do you carry awareness at the Ministry of Health? Is there awareness campaign that is going on TB?
Yeah, we have awareness. Currently, we have the outreach in the camp, and even at the community level, we do raising awareness by telling them the how TB is there or how TB can be transmitted, and we raise awareness on how they can prevent themselves. And all these have been done under with the collaboration of IE University student, where they also have that privilege of really making this the community to understand TB is really treatable, and it need them to collaborate with us to end TB.
All right, I want to get back to Abraham. Abraham, why does awareness about TB still matter today, especially in communities where people may think it's no longer a major threat?
Reflecting on the contact of South Sudan, actually, when you look at the other countries, you may think, awareness does not matter at this moment. But in our country, it still matters because more areas are still underserved in South Sudan. The services has not, you know, has not been expanded that much to cover all the areas in South Sudan. And currently, there are even some counties in the country that are not reporting that do not even have TB. Services that doesn't mean that there are no people with TB or with tuberculosis infection in those areas. It's just that the services have not reached them yet, and with the services having not reached them, the awareness is also still low. The stigma is also still a problem in the community. There are you know, myths about TB, understanding of TB that, you know, that is still not changed. You know, many people still do not know that TB is curable, TB is preventable. They, you know, they picture it in another way around, which is not the reality. And that's what we need to tell people. That is what we need to clarify. We need to educate people about it. That that's not what TB is.
And in terms of the education, do you think there is a progress? Because you, from the monitoring and evaluation, of course, from monitoring and evaluation perspective, do you think there is progress as far as educating the people is concerned?
Yes, sure. If you look at previous years back, only pure cases have been were used to be notified, but currently, more people are coming. They are aware of the symptoms that, and other people, you know, do come without even being referred by the community health workers or being identified by the health care providers. They know themselves, you know, when they cough for more than 2 weeks and they have other symptoms that they know is are relevant to TB. They would come to the facility and
get diagnosed.
Yes, and be diagnosed with TB. So the case, the increasing case notification mean that people really are aware of the of TB and they're coming to the facility.
Let me bring in Dr. Moses Mutebi from WHO. Now, Dr. Moses Mutebi, beyond the theme that we're seeing, yes, we can, and TB, why is the World TB Day important? Why? What should people understand about its significance?
Yes, good morning, listeners out there, and good morning, everybody. Yeah, this theme was coined, actually. It is another year running. And yes, we say that, we are saying that we can defeat this disease. It's an ancient disease. We say that it's we can defeat it, and it's really a bold call and a message of hope, reaffirming that we can do this work. And it's possible to get back to track and defeat this epidemic of tuberculosis, even though we have a very challenging environment. But as my colleague said, also data shows globally and within the region that actually the disease is declining in terms of deaths and new infection, meaning that we are turning the tide and we are really defeating it, and we need to now go an extra mile. We need to really drum up the support to see that we can defeat this disease by doing a few things. Mm-hmm. And this is what we need to do here in South Sudan. There are a few things that we need to really do, and then also join the global and regional communities to address this burden of disease.
All right. Jane, what should communities know about TB, especially in terms of prevention and early detection? What are signs and symptoms that people should never ignore?
The community need to know the component of the TB, like in terms of diagnosis, how they're supposed to get the diagnosis. It is in all the facilities, all the hospital, the diagnosis is there. And for the diagnosis, it's something very easy. They just request for a sputum, and then the sputum will be tested. And also, they should know that the treatment is there. It is also free. There's no money. It is not charge. Mm. You just come and you get your treatment. And they should know the infection prevention at the level of the community, of how they can prevent themselves. Like for instance, somebody who is positive with TB, what he's supposed to do to protect the people who are there. One, the person supposed to use mask when he's coughing, and two, he's supposed to isolate, like the sleeping time. Like we understand the situation is outside there, it's very difficult. Like the houses sometimes we are sharing more than 2 to 5 people, but then for the air circulation within the room, which means whoever is there, or if there are 2 or 3 also, it can transmit. So because TB is transmit through the air dropping, and that one is also very important for them to know.
Mm.
And then the other thing is that they should make sure that all the patient with the TB supposed to complete their treatment.
All right.
Yeah, because treatment sometimes it take long, like six.
All right. Jane, we'll have to keep it there. And Abraham as well, just one more quick one to you in 30 seconds, because the news summary will be coming up at the top of the hour and only have 2 minutes. What message would you like to leave to our listeners as South Sudan prepares to mark the World TB Day tomorrow?
Yeah, I would like the community to be aware of the TB disease, and that it is the responsibility of everyone to protect ourselves and protect our loved one from this deadly disease by observing the control measures. As Ian put it, they need to understand the prevention measures. They need to also understand that when a person is infected, this person will be cured. And they also need to know that TB is still in the community. And, it's better. It's like other, respiratory infection. So
all right,
you may not know whether you have TB if you're coughing. So you need to go to the hospital when you have coughs.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Abraham. And Dr. Mutebi, in just 20 seconds, the message that you will be sending out because of time?
Yeah, because of time, yeah. It's really the message we want to send out is that we should invest more in the TB care as it's a smarter economic decision to have a healthier population and workforce, and they also have happier families.
Okay.
And also to see to it that we use the technologies that are there available today,
okay,
to diagnose the disease,
all right,
to treat the disease with the best medicines.
Thank you very much. Many thanks indeed, Dr. Moses Mutebi, and thank you very much, Abraham and Jane from the Ministry of Health. Well, that's it for this segment.